The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So how's the volume? If I speak like this, it sounds a little loud to me. Is this better? Oh, I have to keep talking. Still a little loud. How about like this? Okay. All right, so this is the middle section of a 3-week series on body, speech, and mind, practices and reflections in these three modes of action, basically. And, you know, there's sort of three pathways that we can take to develop our practice. I think it's still a little loud, actually. Thanks. So, of course, the three different modes, body, speech, and mind, are interrelated. But in this series, we're going to sort of draw them out separately in order to highlight each one, basically. And we started with the body last week, so today we're going to look at speech. I'm going to start with a story, actually. This is not something that happened to me personally, but I've heard it, so it may be a little bit approximate. But there's a retreat center in the East called Insight Meditation Society, and they run long retreats there. And it's said that, people who are on long retreat tend to think a little bit differently and be in a little bit different state of mind. And it is said that there was a time when the breakfast cook came to get ready to cook breakfast, some very early hour, coming to get out the oatmeal and so forth. And they found a yogi in the pantry with his hand in one of the food bins. And obviously surprised to be found by the early morning cook. And the yogi said, "I was looking for a spoon." Okay, hand in the food bin, right? I don't know which bin, but so we can laugh, but how often do we do that to ourselves in some way? Is that what we say we're doing is obviously not what we're doing in some way? You know, we're telling our friend something and inside we know that's not quite what our motivation was, or that's not quite how it unfolded, but we're making ourselves look better. Yeah? So I know that when I began having mindfulness of speech, I noticed that there were a lot of times when my speech was not quite aligning with my body or my mind. And so my eye was then caught by a phrase in the suttas where it says, this is talking about the Buddha, and who was characterized basically as one who does as he says and says as he does. And the exact quote is, "As the Tathagata says, so he does. As the Tathagata does, so he says. Therefore, he is called the Tathagata." Tathagata means the Buddha. So I thought this was very interesting because it says this kind of alignment between what you're doing and what you're saying is a quality that defines a Buddha. Perfect alignment. So if for some reason you don't find perfect alignment between your speech and your actions, that's okay. It's a quality of the Buddha, and the rest of us may have a little work to do in that area so we can realize that we're not there and be okay with it. But it also points out maybe how difficult it is to really be able to speak clearly and truly and in full alignment. So we may need some guidance about how to help get our speech more into alignment, properly reflecting our body and our mind at the moment. So I'll talk about this today, some of the guidances and practices that are offered. First of all, let me note that speech refers to communication that uses words. And so it also includes the realms of emailing, writing, texting, as well as talking with people. Yeah, so I believe that IMC even has right emailing guidelines on its website somewhere. So maybe this would have been another step of the path if there had been additional ones and the Buddha knew about this, or we could subsume it under right speech. I've found email and writing communication to be actually a very rich area of practice. So if you want, you can keep that in mind as we go through some of the other things we'll talk about relating to speech. I'd like to talk first about a couple of topics that help link to last week, help link to our mindfulness of the body and our practice with the body. In my experience, mindfulness of speech has a lot to do with mindfulness of the body. And that if I want to be aware of what and how I'm speaking, one of the best ways to do that is to connect with my body. So I've literally used feeling my feet on the floor, for example, as a cue to keep my mind present so that I could speak clearly. Feeling the breath while speaking can be helpful. Making sure that I'm not tightening my breath or holding it or cutting it off. Speaking so quickly that I'm not breathing easily. These can be good cues. Can I speak and still breathe at the same time? Relaxing the shoulders. You know, other things that are very related to the body, I have found have an important effect on speech also. Okay. Okay. So this might be something to try. If this was of interest to you, try this week feeling your feet on the floor while you're speaking. Might be an interesting practice to do and see what the effect of that is. And then the second area that mindfulness of speech has a lot to do with, that's also related to the body, is listening. I have found that one of the best ways to make sure that my contribution to a conversation is wise speech is to be very clear about how I'm listening to what I'm hearing just before I speak. Yeah, and so very often the mind is doing something else. But the listening door is important. So I want to talk a little bit about that.